Congratulations to the cast and crew of We're Alive for their nomination for Best Audio Drama at the Audie Awards. We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 27. The 31st. Part 1 of 3.
Know you could play.
I used to. I haven't for a while. There wasn't time. Now it's not much of an issue.
Puck still hasn't come by yet?
The corporal? Nope.
I was hoping he'd come back with our clothes from the washer. These things are really uncomfortable.
Well, the PTs are clean and I don't mind that.
Yeah, but you're used to them. The shirt is ugly, and these shorts are so baggy, I feel like a boy. I just wish he'd get here already.
Well, more importantly, he was supposed to have an update on Riley today. So they might bring her over, but I don't know about that.
Why? You don't think they'll let her go?
Well, maybe. Maybe not. I guess it just depends on what sort of docs are here. If they do a psych eval, we might not see her for a while.
Really? It's been 2 days. I mean, she has to be better
Ellie,
by now.
Hey, I'm sure she's recovered enough to come back, but they must be keeping an extra eye on her. She practically tried to kill herself.
I don't think that's what she was trying to do.
Well, it doesn't matter what you think. It's up to them now. What are the others up to?
Last time I checked, Tanya was unpacking with Hope, you know, arranging their room so she can find her way around. Mm-hmm. Kelly's napping, and Datu... I don't know where Datu is.
Well, he's probably rooting through the room at the end of the hall again. That's where he found this.
So you stole it?
Well, I'm not hurting it. If anything, I'm making it better. And I don't think whoever it was is coming back for it.
What time does the water get turned back on?
Puck said from 1800 to 2000.
So, 6 to 8.
Yep.
Itchy.
Yeah, they do that.
You had to wear these clothes a lot?
All the time.
God, I can't imagine why. What is so wrong with wearing something different?
Well, it wouldn't be called a uniform.
Yeah, guess not.
Is there something you need to do right now?
Listening to you, if that's okay. Is that okay?
It's just a little distracting.
Okay, I can go.
No, stay. It's all right.
You didn't want me to stay in here this morning.
Is that what you've been getting at? Hey, I didn't want people waking up and seeing... Well, you know...
Okay, I am pretty sure everyone knows we're sleeping together. We are definitely past that point.
Hey, would you please keep it down?
Michael! Do you need this for anything?
What is it?
I found this in one of my bags. Wasn't sure what it was.
Oh, it's a speed loader. We got a couple, but I'll take it.
I figured it was something like that.
What's with the jacket? You cold?
Yeah, a little.
Well, I saw a space heater around here somewhere if you want it. Sure I can find it.
No, that's good. I'm good. I have a lot more stuff to go through.
You sure?
That's okay. I just need to stay active.
What?
So you're just gonna ignore me?
Oh, I wasn't doing that. I just wanted to play, and then you came in.
Look, if you don't want to spend time with me, just say so.
No, stop it. I do. But you haven't really been away from me, okay? I just wanted to have a little time to myself. You understand that, right?
I get it. Okay. I mean, I get it.
Just look, I'm not trying to push you away.
I just wanted to spend time with you while we can. It's the first time we haven't had something to do. But look, I get it. If you...
Hey, Michael!
What? What is it?
Is everything okay?
I don't know. Tanya?
Found something in Hope's bag.
That's it? I thought it was something important.
It's Kalani's journal.
You said he didn't write one.
He didn't. At least one we knew about.
Give it here. It smells like dog. What, working on the helicopter today? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so what? Why is this a big deal?
Hope said Angel put it in her pack before they sent her down the zip line. I just read a few pieces, but...
I'm failing to see why this is important.
He hid it from us.
Well, why would he do that?
Read.
What the hell do you know about Kalani?
And why was he in the stack with the other Maulers?
I never trusted him.
But you knew him.
Apparently you did too.
Yeah, maybe.
Nah, we brought him back and he said... Oh, damn it, what was it? Ah, he said something. Angel, Michael, and I talked to him after the arena. I can't remember. All right, did you read the notes?
I wasn't allowed to, but come here. You say.
But that matters anymore. Look, something about another place. He was before. Hawaii, then...
What did he say?
Look, I'm trying to remember. Why don't you tell me what you know?
Like I'm falling for that.
Well, it says here, he landed in LAX after coming over from Hawaii with 10 others, and that he was the only one to survive from the group.
Yeah. Yeah, and then some people took him back. I think he said another apartment building or whatever. This the place? CJ. Short for Chinwe, right?
Someone got quiet all of a sudden. Bingo.
Said it was badass. Something about blocked out windows, fire escape. Nah, this has to be it. So where the hell do you fit in with all that? You were here with him.
So what happened to make you not trust him, Chinwe?
You're done with the notes. Get the hell out.
I think we hit a nerve.
You need to leave.
What if Kalani was lying the whole time? What if he was the rat? You really think it was Lewis? Y'all were so sure when you locked him up.
Saw, ixnay on the hombre.
No, I'm done with that. You know why she won't say anything? It's because of all the bullshit secrets, like they even matter. She's not talking, because we're not. And I'm not doing that OPSEC crap anymore.
But we're not sure about her. We really shouldn't. She could be one of the...
CJ, you saw the smoke in the distance. Yeah, that was us. Where we lived, Victor and I. And we've been through hell dealing with those fuckers from the prison. Now this guy, Kalani, the guy you have in your file that you won't tell a shit about. The one you didn't trust? Well, we picked him up from some zombie hangout. More shit happened. The place we were at got totaled and lots of people died, including him. And since he won't be talking anytime soon, will you please get off your high horse and tell us what the hell you know? If this place is just you, then you got no one to tell. And neither do we.
Nice speech, but she doesn't care.
Whatever. You know what? Have a wonderful life with your cats.
We did pick him up outside LAX. One of our teams found him there.
He said he flew in from Hawaii.
Sean, one of ours, checked. Found an airliner crashed on the runway just as Kalani described.
Sean, huh? Really? But then why was he in the stack with the other sightings of the Maulers? I mean, you didn't trust him? Did he do something?
Sean had a bad feeling from the beginning. So he was blindfolded when they brought him back.
So why bring him here? I mean, if you didn't trust him.
We just lost a lot of people right before he came. Died. Or left. And if he was a pilot, it could have been worth it.
Could?
He wasn't here long enough to find out.
Because something happened.
And you got overrun. We had the same idea, you know. Tall apartment building thing, secure on the bottom, safe at the top. We did everything we could to keep that place going and make it better. But it wasn't even close to what you got going on here.
Thanks.
At least you still have a lobby.
Not to mention a second, third, fourth. What place wasn't messed up?
It sucked. A lot happened there. A lot. And not just those Mauler bastards. But those things, they can be tricky too. One even got in using our combo locks. Freaky fucker in a suit.
What?
Guy gets around too. Riley said he was around.
Wait. So you heard of this guy?
Yes. Is this him?
You seriously got a photo of him?
Where'd you get this?
It's kind of hard to see.
It's a still I pulled from the video camera feed, right before.
He's the reason it's just you.
Yes.
See? This just the reason we need to talk. There's enough crazy out there without us making more of it on our own.
Kalani was here only a few days before it was overrun.
Wait, back up. Where exactly did you find Kalani?
Sean found him on the road outside LAX. Not sure which exactly.
Everything I said about coming from Hawaii was absolutely true. I was at LAX when they first found me.
We had a bit of an unexpected detour.
So he didn't land there?
Who's we?
Why is he writing this?
You missed something. Read the note on the back of the cover.
All right. No, I missed that. Looks like he wrote this later. I'm writing this for several reasons. I have a feeling things are going to come to a head soon.
Keeps getting more and more complicated, and my luck won't last forever. I owe it to you all to explain what happened. Everything I said about coming from Hawaii was absolutely true. I was at LAX when they first found me. We had a bit of an unexpected detour. When I took off from Maui in my Dash 8, there were 23 of us. We had to fight to get there and brought weapons on board with us, but it didn't matter. By the time we transferred to the 5-7 we found at the terminal at HNL, there were only 10 of us left. I was fortunate to take off at all. We were the only flight to leave the island, and it was a long way to someplace we thought might be safe.
Dad, the others are asking if you heard anything.
I've been checking, but no one's responding. Oakland Radio, November 640 Alpha, do you copy? Oakland Radio, do you copy? This is November 640 Alpha. We are Boeing 757 over the Pacific at flight level 350, approaching Los Angeles. Current position is 40 east of Atico Waypoint on Romeo 577. Oakland, do you copy?
There's no one there, but you said...
I thought when we'd get closer, we might hear something. But nothing. And I've tried everything.
Is there a chance they'll respond if we get closer?
I don't know, Hannah. I hope so.
We're going through people's things in the back there. Thought we might need something. Snacks. Or something. You must be hungry.
I could use a water.
Ah. I think we have a few.
Hey, Pippin, if you find any jerky, I wouldn't complain.
That's what I thought.
You know, I could get you something.
No, just stay up here where I can see you.
I'm not a kid, Dad. I can handle myself.
Sorry, but 17, still a kid. And I don't trust a few of them back there. I don't need them trying to start something with you.
They're not going to do that.
Rules don't apply here anymore.
So being 17 doesn't matter either.
But being your father does. Now sit.
Here you go.
Thanks. What's the rest of the crap you got with you?
Oh, this. Well, it's other things.
What sort of things?
Well, whoever bailed on the plane left stuff behind, so I just grabbed a few things. It wasn't just me.
Are you serious? What the hell are you gonna do with that? A laptop? Really? You need that?
You never know. Gathered up a lot of cash, too, if you're interested. The rest of us made an agreement to split it evenly before we touched down. But there's a lot of other things, too. Oh, miss, might I interest you in a lovely new purse?
Do you know how much this costs? Thank you.
You're gonna take that? I don't want a bunch of worthless crap weighing you down when we're running. Ellie ain't responding.
That's not possible.
All channels, dead air.
Keep trying. There's got to be someone out there, maybe another airport.
I'll be giving it another go when we're closer. But don't hold your breath.
What did it have spread there? How many thousands of miles?
Don't ask me. I just do the flying.
What else do you have? It's been a while since I ate.
Yeah. Go ahead and look. Power bar, some pretzels, and... well, you see the rest.
Hey, we're about a half hour out. Tell the others to secure the crap they most likely dumped all over the back.
Expecting turbulence.
Expecting hell. Who knows if the runway's clear?
Then we'll try another airport.
We need space to land, and LAX has the most of that.
I'm just saying there might be other places that could work.
You want to take the controls? Since you know so damn much, you got some extra fuel on you too, because you're gonna need it.
I was just suggesting that might not be the best spot.
And I'm telling you that it's the only spot. Just get everyone ready. And you might as well dump all that. Unless you found something to make a good weapon.
Like we find anything like this in here. Feels so wrong having a pistol on a plane. But I like it.
What are you, an idiot?
I'm the idiot. You're the one with the baseball bat. Little Leaguer.
Just tell the others. This might get rough. I was right. It was. We came down hard after trying to dodge a Part 47 on the runway. Our landing gear must have clipped something because we ended up sliding on our belly. It took a good portion of the runway to finally get the damn thing stopped. Hannah, are you okay?
I'm all right, I think.
Couldn't have done any worse, could you?
Fuck you! Hannah, come on, we need to hurry. They'll be here soon.
Are you sure?
The airport's abandoned. It's no different from Hawaii.
How do you get this door open?
Next time, listen to the in-flight instructions.
What about the ramp?
I armed it. Just open the door. Go.
Where do we go?
Down the ramp.
Get moving. Go.
Later.
Come on, let's go.
What is that?
We don't have time. Go!
All right!
Hannah, move! I'm coming!
Where are they all going?
Hey! Hey! God, forget them. This way.
Dad, there!
Go look! Turn around!
Dad, are you okay?
The baggage cart. This way.
One seat?
Jump. Jump in the racks. Take my bag.
Wait up!
Come on! Help!
Sorry, love. Is this as fast as it goes?
Don't like it! Get off!
I think they're done with the others. Just us now.
How the hell do I get out of here?
Oh, there! Sharp right! There's a gate!
Think I can get there with this?
or we'll climb over!
Dad!
Got it!
Oh, make it quick! There are more coming!
Go, oh, I'm out!
Mind if I...
Hands off the back!
Oh!
All right, come on! Come on, Hannah, you first! Climb up! On the cart!
Pippin, help me! Wait, wait, come back!
You're not gonna help me?
Sorry, Tubby. You're on your own.
Asshole!
Come on, Dad, hurry!
I'm trying, baby.
Dad! Get up, they're here!
Just no more fences. We need another car. There's no other way.
Okay.
None of these have keys.
This one does, but it hit the pole. Wait, look! There's one.
Other people!
Hey!
Hey, over here!
Dad, the gate!
Move!
Get in, quick!
Hey, mates! Look who I found!
Fuck you, Winker!
Hurry! Go!
If you hadn't come, you don't even know.
No problem. Lucky my sis and I found you.
Don't worry. You're safe now.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive.
Want to hear updates on the show and upcoming events? Follow us on Twitter at We're Alive. That's WERE ALIVE.
Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Tammy Klein,
Shirley Jordan, Otto Sterk, Julia Kelly,
Jay Oligario,
Kevin Flood, Constance Parn, Richard Tatum,
Michael Ray Clark, Jenna McCombie,
and Jim Gleason on guitar.
I'm Michael Swan.
Music intro by Brother Dan.
Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Zombie intern Eric Wargo. Line producer Simone Nepper. Script supervisor Danny Wayland. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.